As Michel Thomas taught you, there's no difference in French between I make and I am making. There's no amming, ising or aring. But if you really want to emphasise that something is happening right now, you can use être en train de, followed by the to form of the verb. So what about as we are doubling ourselves in France, we must increase our personnel in Paris? I promise that you can guess to double. The only word I need to help you with is sales. The sale is la vente. I'm sure you've realised that personnel in English comes from its French equivalent. So, as we are doubling our sales in France, doubling them right now.
Comme nous sommes en train de doubler nos ventes en France.
Yes. Comme nous sommes en train de doubler nos ventes en France. We must increase our personnel in Paris.
Nous devons augmenter notre personnel à Paris.
Nous devons augmenter notre personnel à Paris. Yes. So bring it all together. As we are doubling our sales in France, we must increase our personnel in Paris.
Comme nous sommes en train de doubler nos ventes en France, nous devons augmenter notre personnel à Paris.
Comme nous sommes en train de doubler nos ventes en France, nous devons augmenter notre personnel à Paris. Bien. Michel Thomas taught you that en is used for in with countries and continents that take la, feminine, and au is used for in with masculine countries, en Asie, au Portugal. But to say in a city, to a city, use à Bordeaux, à Londres. Now let's try to draw somebody's attention. How would you say, listen to me carefully, I am saying something really important? Listen to me carefully is écoutez-moi bien, literally, listen to me well. So, bit by bit, listen to me carefully.
Écoutez-moi bien.
Yes, écoutez-moi bien. And now we're going to try, I am saying something really important. Here, for to say, use to mention. It's a lovely good guy verb which you can guess. Now, for something really important, you must say in French, something of really important. So, I am saying something really important. I am saying or mentioning it right now.
Je suis en train de mentionner quelque chose de vraiment important.
Indeed. Je suis en train de mentionner quelque chose de vraiment important. And all together now, listen to me carefully. I am saying, I am mentioning something really important.
Écoutez-moi bien. Je suis en train de mentionner quelque chose de vraiment important.
Absolument. Écoutez-moi bien. Je suis en train de mentionner quelque chose de vraiment important. Now, what about she was reading the manager's report when the phone rang? To read is lire. A report is un rapport, R-A-P-P-O-R-T. A phone is un téléphone and to ring is sonner. So, she was reading, she was in the process of reading, the manager's report, when the phone rang.
Elle était en train de lire le rapport du directeur quand le téléphone a sonné.
Oui. Elle était en train de lire le rapport du directeur quand le téléphone a sonné. Now try, next week I shall be skiing in Courchevel. A week is une semaine, and next is prochain, with the feminine, prochaine. There's no will being or shall being in French, but we can have I shall be in the process of. Je serai en train de. To ski is faire du ski. So what we'll say here is next week I shall be in the process of skiing in Courchevel.
La semaine prochaine, je serai en train de faire du ski à Courchevel.
Lucky you! La semaine prochaine, je serai en train de faire du ski à Courchevel. Before we move on, let me just explain that although this little phrase en train de is used mostly to indicate that things are happening here and now, it can also have another meaning, when être en train means to be on good form. So if you need to apologise, you could say, excuse me for yesterday evening, I was not on good form. Excuse me is excusez-moi, so
Excusez-moi pour hier soir. Je n'étais pas en train.
Good. Excusez-moi pour hier soir. Je n'étais pas en train. If you want to say that you're on the point of or on the verge of doing something, you use être sur le point de faire quelque chose. So what about I was on the point of ordering a taxi when he offered to take me to the airport. You should have no problem with the first part. I was on the point of ordering a taxi.
J'étais sur le point de commander un taxi.
Good. J'étais sur le point de commander un taxi. For to offer, use proposer. And remember that for me, you use me before the associated verb take, which in this case is emmener, E-M-M-E-N-E-R. So, when he offered to take me to the airport?
Quand il a proposé de m'emmener à l'aéroport.
Yes, quand il a proposé de m'emmener à l'aéroport. So bring it all together. I was on the point of ordering a taxi when he offered to take me to the airport.
J'étais sur le point de commander un taxi quand il a proposé de m'emmener à l'aéroport.
Super. J'étais sur le point de commander un taxi quand il a proposé de m'emmener à l'aéroport. Now, if you want to say that you have just done something, you use venir de, followed by the to form of the verb. So what about saying to a friend, go into the dining room. I have just washed the floor in the kitchen. To go into somewhere is the same as to enter. So it's going to be...
Entrer.
Yes, entrer. A dining room is une salle à manger, literally a room for eating. And a kitchen is une cuisine, the same word as for the quality of your cooking. So... Go into the dining room. Remember, you're saying this to a friend.
Entre dans la salle à manger.
Yes, entre dans la salle à manger. To wash is laver, and the floor is le sol. So, I have just washed the floor in the kitchen. To say I have just done, you say je viens de faire.
Je viens de laver le sol dans la cuisine.
Good. Je viens de laver le sol dans la cuisine. And even better in one sentence, go into the dining room. I've just washed the floor in the kitchen.
Entre dans la salle à manger. Je viens de laver le sol dans la cuisine.
Bien. Entre dans la salle à manger. Je viens de laver le sol dans la cuisine. Je viens de laver. I have just washed. So how would you say Stéphane and Stéphanie have just got married and they're spending their honeymoon in Paris? To get married is se marier. So Stéphane and Stéphanie have just got married.
Stéphane et Stéphanie viennent de se marier.
Stéphane et Stéphanie viennent de se marier. Yes. A honeymoon is the same idea in French. The moon is la lune, as in luna, and honey is miel. So, and they are spending, they are in the process of spending their honeymoon in Paris.
Et ils sont en train de passer leur lune de miel à Paris.
Quite right. Et ils sont en train de passer leur lune de miel à Paris. So, all in one sentence now. Stéphane and Stéphanie have just got married, and they're spending their honeymoon in Paris.
Stéphane et Stéphanie viennent de se marier et ils sont en train de passer leur lune de miel à Paris.
Lucky them. Stéphane et Stéphanie viennent de se marier et ils sont en train de passer leur lune de miel à Paris. And we must now passer some time on other French verbs. So let's move on.